It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And the New York Giants begin Eagles week. Mm-hmm. And we did get the unfortunate news earlier this morning. We're not surprised by it. We talked about it a lot late in the show yesterday that Andrew Thomas had a negative development with this Liz Frank injury that he has. And it is now official that Andrew Thomas is going to miss the remainder of the season. And A, you feel awful for Andrew Thomas. Right, and B, terrible. This is a very difficult blow for the New York Giants.
It's a huge blow because currently, and this is what was reported earlier today, Josh Azudu is playing left tackle for the New York Giants. And we all can remember last year when Andrew Van Ginkle basically came Van Ginkle is what I'm thinking of. Andrew Van Ginkle came untouched and laid into Daniel Jones, and probably what led to his neck issue or stinger, whatever it ultimately turned out to be. But you worry about the blind side for your starting quarterback with Josh Azudu there. Now, it means the schemes will have to be a lot different. You have to put a tight end over there a lot, maybe put your back on that side, but there's got to be an influence to help the left side, which changes everybody's blocking assignment.
Is there a better option than Josh Azudu?
I told you yesterday, Evan Neal was a left tackle in college. Put him at left tackle and see if he's more natural there than he was at right tackle. I think part of it last year was coaching. As much as we, you know, don't know about what Bobby Johnson taught him, there were just too many moments of him standing around looking lost. I mean, it was every week. Every week, you'd be like, why is he standing there blocking nobody? And to me, that's coaching. So with a different coach and maybe a different urgency, he's okay at left tackle. But at least you'd know. At least you'll know whether or not you have something.
Well, it becomes a sink or swim moment for Evan Neal. Yes. I mean, I think we all basically assume he's just a bust and it is what it is, but he's on the roster.
And he's a first-round pick from 2 years ago.
Yeah. I'll tell you something crazy. Maybe I'm nuts for saying, or maybe you actually agree with me. See, Sean, super Giant fan. I would actually have more faith in Evan Neal working out at left tackle than Josh Azudu would.
Hmm. Oh, I don't think so.
Was that too much? I take it a step too far?
Why do you not think so?
Personally, because he took the same amount of games played at left tackle and right tackle in college. Like, he did play left tackle. Maybe that was more natural to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just get the feeling he's so far cooked in the way he, you know, moves his feet and everything, where at least Josh Azudu had some versatility. He wasn't terrible in the Arizona game last year.
No.
You think he was?
No, he was. He wasn't. You're right.
But that was the first game he played, and then after that was an absolute
I want to make this very clear.
Stiff.
I wouldn't do either of these. I would move Illuminor to left tackle and play Evan Neal at right tackle, where at least I know Josh Illuminor Jermaine Illuminor has been steady enough at tackle that I don't think it'll be a disaster on the blind side. And I've seen the Giants make the playoffs in an offense that featured Evan Neal at right tackle. So I'm like stripping down the studs and going with that basis.
Right.
But if they're not, and they're going to leave Illuminor, I guess give me Azudu. I'm done with Neal at that point.
Yeah, this sucks, man, because I think if we were power ranking the best football players on the New York Giants, to me it's just a debate between Andrew Thomas and Dexter Lawrence. Now, there was a negative report on Dexter Lawrence earlier today that he wasn't practicing, same with Brian Burns, but both are going to play on Sunday, right?
Both are going to play. Okay. Both have quieted all that noise. They just need a little rest or rehab on that. This is an important stat, too. This from Bobby Skinner talking Giants. The last 2 years, the Giants' points per game. With Andrew Thomas, the Giants scored 19.9 points per game. By the way, still not great.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Without Andrew Thomas, the Giants score 11.4 points per game. So their points per game goes down by 8 points not having Andrew
Thomas. I mean, it makes sense. He's one of the best left tackles in football, and you're replacing him with a well below average player.
Right. The same thing happened with good teams that lose their left tackle. The San Francisco 49ers were in a similar boat when Trent Williams missed a couple of games. They lost both of those games.
Right.
And Brock Purdy looked terrible. So the left tackle, as much as we've maybe marginalized how we talk about them as much as we used to be like the thing. Like, you have to have a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most important positions in football.
No question.
And the Eagles will not have their left tackle on Sunday either.
And I think what also sucks is that the Giant offensive line had actually been intact this year. All five guys had played every game together.
Yep.
And this was the first time in a really long time where, as much as you may complain about aspects of the Giants, one aspect you were not complaining about was their offensive line. The other thing that needs to at least be discussed, and I think it's crazy. I admit, I raise my hand and I say, if this is what Sean's going to come to, I think he's nuts. And I know there's a lot of Giant fans listening who are thinking this. There are, or is, an injury guarantee in Daniel Jones's contract. The best I understand it is that if Daniel Jones got hurt this year and was not cleared to come back during the summer, the Giants would be on the hook for $23 million guaranteed. And so, kind of like what Denver did last year, once they realized, all right, we're done, we're not going to risk playing Russell Wilson because there was a $37 million guarantee for him. So it is a thing that we talked about during the summer as potentially being a factor once the Giants are out of it. And if the Giants are out of it and they're sitting there with 8 or 9 losses, I'm with you. Why would you risk playing the guy who's not going to be on the team next year and risking a cap casualty that goes along with it? But you're 2-4. You're not buried.
Nope.
It's not over. And as much as one may not like or believe in Daniel Jones, he is clearly their best option at quarterback compared to Drew Lock and Tommy's Tommy DeVito. So I get the fear, but you can't be scared.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.